I think that a major turning point in the acceptance of the purinergic signalling idea, concept, really happened in the early 90s. First of all, people, not our lab, cloned the P1 receptors and found that there were four subtypes, A1, A2A, A2B, and A3. And they characterized them, and they developed since then very good selective agonists and antagonists. But it wasn't until 93 when I persuaded my good old colleague, we were students together at King's College many years ago, Eric Barnard, who'd had a very fine record for cloning nicotinic receptors. And I persuaded him, it wasn't easy, to see if he could clone and characterize the ATP receptor. And he and Webb, his student, and others worked on this and came up with the first ATP receptor, which was P2Y1, a G protein coupled receptors, typically with seven transmembrane domains, intracellular C, extracellular N terminals. Almost simultaneously, people in San Francisco came up with a P2Y2 receptor, which was different in that UTP as well as ATP was an agonist on this receptor. So they were the first two G protein coupled receptors. And a year later, in 94, Alan North and again the people in San Francisco came up with the P2X receptor and showed it was an ion channel receptor and had a very interesting structure, two transmembrane domains, intracellular terminals, C and N terminals, and an extracellular loop which had 10 conserved cysteines in it. Later on, in the following years, various labs, including ours and North's lab and others, showed cloned other subtypes. And so there are now seven subtypes of the ion channel P2X receptor, and currently eight subtypes have been defined and characterized of the P2YG protein coupled receptor.